About four-fifths of the Apostle Islands remains a wilderness area. Only the lighthouses and some other buildings are included. President for the Friends of the Apostle Islands, Ruth Getz, says the designation encompasses the ideas of Gaylord Nelson.
His vision was, number one, to preserve the Apostle Islands as a national lakeshore, and number two, to provide the opportunity for people to see it in its wilderness atmosphere, if you will, and the wilderness element. And I think he's done a marvelous job in making that happen on both fronts.
Getz says this preserves the lakeshore for all generations to come. Former Bayfield mayor and local lakes outfitter Larry McDonald says this designation guarantees the park will remain the same.
It really doesn't change much. I think 99.9% of visitors will find that they'll be using the same park. It'll feel the same as they used it before. And that was, I think, one of the key things in this legislation. It protects what we liked and what we wanted.
He says without this designation, there could be more changes, such as more buildings. He says most people use the islands, look for peace and quiet, and know they will get it. In Superior, Nick Pelletier, Wisconsin Public Radio.